You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Take your Bibles, go to 2 Timothy chapter 1, please. 2 Timothy 1, as you turn there, I have to tell you the story. I've told it before. Earl, you remember Earl in our church. Earl was a black man who lived next to the Clyde Avenue property. There's a rest home there, and he lived there, he and his wife, Isabel. And I'd have Earl, we'd wheel him up, and he'd sing that song, His Eyes on the Sparrow. Well, his wife passed away, and Earl passed away rather young, in his early 60s, I believe, and passed away. And they called on me to have the funeral. And I went up to Jones Mortuary up in East Palo Alto. In those days, it was all black in East Palo Alto. And we ran a bus there. And I got there, and there's four other Baptist preachers, all black preachers. Well, I tell you something, I'm the white guy. And those four, a white guy cannot preach like a black guy. And those guys, they stood and they preached. Oh my goodness, they were great. But they saved me for the last because I was his pastor. And they said, now pastor, you come. And man, I timidly got up there. And I was talking away and it was going nowhere. You know, I had no soul, no nothing going on. And I said, I'd invite Earl to come. Earl would start to sing. He'd sing, why should I feel discouraged? Amen. And it got on. A young black fella came and he went to the organ. And why should the shadows? And he was choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo. And it was, we had revival that day, I'll tell you that. And so I guess I was accepted to the Brotherhood of Blackhood, I guess. But we had a time. And they said, you preach like soul, pastor. And whatever it was a blessing to be there. And I thank God for all the members. We are rehearsing all the members that have passed away through the years. And for 50 years, there's been many. And Miss Treiber and I started here as young kids. Now she's still young, but I got old. And in fact, this text is very old to me. I got this. This verse that we're going to look in 1969, I was in college, and I was taking a class, a remedial class. I grew up here in California, just about 15 minutes from here, and I didn't know anything about diagramming sentence. I'd never seen it. They changed it in the 60s. When I was in school, it was just no phonics. It was sight reading. And so I took the entrance exam for English. And they said, now, Jack, just diagram this sentence. I said, what do you mean diagram? They said, well, you make a line and you make a line. You know what I'm talking about. And they said, then you put a line this way. And I said, I've never seen that before. That's interesting. They said, just take English 99. And so I took English 99 for no credit. You're supposed to get in 101. But God's not going to use you unless you have English 99. I'll tell you that right now. And one day in English 99, there was a pastor's wife from Chicago, Mrs. Gould. And she was in her 70s, mid to late 70s. Her husband had passed away. And she stopped our class. You've heard this 1,000 times probably. She said, I don't know why I'm stopping the class, but I want to give you this verse. We're going to read it together in just a moment. My life from 1969 to today has pivoted from this verse. You need this verse. You're not going to make it in life unless you really endorse this verse. We are living in a day of fear. Everybody's afraid. It just seems like everybody I talk to in life is afraid. We're afraid of being a husband or being a father. We're afraid of being a wife or of being a mother or being a teenager in this society. We're afraid of Ukraine and Russian war. I'm not advertising either Ukraine or Russia right now. I'm just saying that Russia came out this week and said they have now seen 1 million young boys slaughtered in that war in 2.5 years. You just think of this, Brother Keon, if every boy only had 10 friends, a mother, a dad, a brother, a sister, 10. That's 10 million people are suffering today. They have lost, and it's a senseless war. It's a biblical war because Russia needs Ukraine. Russia needs Crimea. They need that. They need that Black Sea. That Black Sea is going to be used in the tribulation because most of it's frozen. But that which is not is going to get them into Israel. They're going to fight against Israel, Ezekiel 38 and 39. They're going to come from Russia and invade Armageddon. They're going to invade Israel. Israel's doing so much these days to become safe, and they're getting safe with Hamas. But it's going to be short-lived because Russia is going to be invading, and China is going to be invading, and the Mediterranean Sea is going to be invading, and Egypt is coming up from the south, the Bible says, to invade, and there's going to be a world bloodbath in Armageddon. They all know it. Putin knows it. Zelensky, he knows it. They all know it. They know it's Napoleon stood at Armageddon and said, this is the greatest place for a world battle, right here. We're living in a day of fear. LA's on riots patrol today. And the illegals and the liberals are all throwing rocks and against the police and against the National Guard. And the mayor of Los Angeles has come out against our president and the governor of California. And you voted for him, I didn't. That guy's come out against authority and against the police. Shame on him. Literally, shame on him.
Yes, sir.
We are to give ourselves over to authority. We are living in a day of fear. Most young people are not going to college any longer. I know there's a lot in college, but college enrollment's down in America. Why? Because they're afraid. Why get an education? This is going to kill me anyway. My Bible says, and I want you to read with me, chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Ready? Begin. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, 2 Timothy 1. Do you have it there? Did I say 1 Timothy or 2 Timothy? 1 through 7. Let's read it by the beginning. Let me begin. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. Gould gave me was verse 7. God has not given us the spirit of fear. I'm speaking on the subject of fear. You don't have to fear. Fear not tomorrow, the girls in the college sang years ago. God is already there. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds the future. Friend, child of God, if you know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior, you're okay. To be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. I care not today what the morrow may bring of sunshine or shadow or shade. The Lord I know ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain. I'm going to be living by faith. You see, faith is God's plan for the child of God. Fear is Satan's plan. And if you either are walking by faith, faith is believing God. I believe God. I believe everything's all right in my Father's house. I believe everything's okay. I believe what happens in government's okay. I believe what happens with the economy is okay. I believe what happens with the tariffs is okay. I believe what happens with the Republicans and the Democrats and the, it's all okay. We're gonna get who we deserve. We'll get the next president who we deserve. We got this president. It's a window of grace. Hey, I don't understand it all, but I'm gonna live my life by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, when I don't live by faith, I'm always living by fear. I'm biting my nails. I'm nervous. And there's a lot in life that gets me nervous. But I always have to come back and say, God, I'm so sorry. For God's not created fear in my life. You have fear today. We have a dear lady in our church, just a saint of God. She's at home watching today. Her body, they discovered that there's tumors all over her bones. She goes into the hospital tomorrow. And I visited her yesterday, and I visited her husband. He's a little bit delirious right now. He's just, his medicine wasn't working yet right yet. He's okay now, but just wasn't working right yesterday. And they're elderly, but they're not worried about tomorrow. They're not worried what's gonna happen. Brother Sinovio's over here, and his dear wife passed away last week, but he's in church and his heart is broken, he's crushed, but God bless him. He's at the place where God can minister to his need. And he knows that God is in control. I had to suffer through this, and for this whole year, Miss Treber has been so sick with her stomach and this colon cancer all year long. And I had to come to the point and say, God, I don't want to lose her. We have 52 years of marriage. I don't want to lose that dear lady. She's been such a great, she's North Valley Baptist Church, not me. But I want you to know that I had to come to a point and say, God, you're in control. I want your will more than I want my will. God, what a victory, thank God. But he may not next time. Next time he may take me, or I'll take you, or whoever he's gonna take. But God's always right. Amen. You're gonna live by faith, you're gonna live by fear. There was a brother, and they sold him into bondage, Joseph. He spent 20 plus years away from his brothers. Then he rose to position in Egypt to the second man in charge. He had to go to prison. You know all that, all that took place in his life. And then his brothers came from Israel to Egypt to gather corn because there were 7 years of plenty and 7 years of drought. And he had the corn, and he eventually revealed himself to his boys, his brothers, and said, I'm Joseph. He arranged all 10 of them in numerical chronological order. They said, what in the world's going on here? He said, he began to say, all you Egyptians, get out of my room. He said, boys, I am Joseph, whom you sold into bondage. But God put me here to preserve your life. Go back and get daddy. They had to go back and say, Dad, we've been lying to you for 20 years. We told you that some wild beast took your son, and we took his coat and dipped it in blood, and he's alive in Egypt. And they said, boys, don't toy with me. Don't give me this. And he said, it's true, Dad, we're going down. And they went down to Egypt, and Joseph and his dad reunited with one another. Then his dad is elderly, and he dies. And his brothers begin to whisper. There's 11 of them now. They begin to whisper and said, he's gonna kill us. They began to have fear. And they said, fear not. I love it. Fear not. Genesis chapter number 50. God hath placed me here to care for you. God's done this. The Israelites were getting ready to leave Egypt. And as they were getting ready, they had the death of the firstborn. You know that story. The blood had to be applied on the doorpost. And everything that was firstborn that had not blood applied was killed. And Pharaoh lost his firstborn child that day. And all of them lost it. And the Israelites were now fleeing. And they came to the river, the Jordan. They came to the river. And as they came to that river, God opened up that river, provided a miracle. But God says this, fear ye not. Fear ye not. They were trapped at Pi-Hahiroth. They were trapped. They could not go forward across that river. They could not go back. The Egyptians were sure. Couldn't go to the left. Couldn't go to the right. And they were trapped, the Bible says. And the Bible makes it very clear. God says, fear ye not. Stand still. And see the salvation of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
But the next verse says, I claim this next verse during COVID. Exodus 14:14, fear not. For the Lord fighteth for you. Remember those days of COVID when we tried to have church? The government came in and they fined us $5,000 a service. They put the fine on the door. Sunday night, they put the fine on the door. Wednesday night, they put the fine on the door. Our doors were all filled with fines and the county began to sue us and they had five lawyers and we had one lawyer. And I'll never forget how that God intervened in that moment. And God moved us out here where we had a stadium built and cars were lined up in this parking lot and that parking lot and radio stations and we had nine tents and we began to meet outside for 482 days. And God meant it for good for this church. It turned out to be the blessing of God. It turned out to be that God was rewarding faith and people came and they came and sat by heaters and we had blankets for everybody and they kept coming and coming and coming and coming and the place was packed. Why? God honored faith.
Amen. Amen.
Mike, I remember those days where your sweet wife, our school secretary, she passed away with cancer. And Jean would come, young mother, and she'd be cold and I said, Jean, go inside, go in a car. She goes, I want to be right here. I want my kids to be with me in church. Don't fear tomorrow. My Bible makes it very clear that Joshua in chapter number 8, they had a victory at Jericho, and then now they're going to Ai. And God says, Joshua said, fear ye not. Stand still and see the blessing of God. All throughout the Word of God, you have that God says, fear not. Gideon was going to go down and fight with 300 soldiers. And God says, if you fear to go down, chapter 7, verse 10, if you fear to go down, take Pharaoh with you. And the next verse, he took Pharaoh with him. Why? Everybody gets afraid. You're afraid of something. You're afraid of your health. You're afraid of your job. You're afraid of your health, your wealth. You're afraid of what God's doing with your wife's health, your husband's health. You're afraid about now you're getting older and you can't do what you used to do. You're afraid. There's everybody here has some kind of fear that you have that possesses your mind, that possesses your thoughts. We have people going to the hospital this week, and it looks like we're going to have some folks that the doctor says there's cancer, and they have cancer. That's part of this church. Every week of our life, we have something going on. We have a young man. We have a man tonight that is. I don't know if he's dying, but he's pretty close. Young man. Brother Fromm was in a hospital last Sunday morning. He rolled that moving van, and he's had his arm removed this week, and he's teetering between life and death today. His wife is in a distant city in Texas and waiting in a hospital, just waiting to try to get some information. Is there any hope? There's fears that come to all of our lives. You'll have fear this week. I'll have fear, but I'm going to face my fear. I'm going to face it with chapter 1, verse 7. Look what the Bible says. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Fear is never from God. Mark it down. What I fear this week, God did not present that fear in my life.
Amen.
God wants me to live by faith. But God gives power. Power. Power is strength. That's the word strength. God will give you strength. Whatever the phone call is this week, whatever the doctor says this week, whenever you lose your job, whatever it may be, God always gives strength. You're His child. He loves you. And God gives power, which is strength. I think of the Bible, how it says in Psalm 41, "Fear not, fear thou not. I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will strengthen thee." He said, "I will strengthen thee. I will uphold thee with my right hand, and I will uphold thee with my right hand of my righteousness." God says, Isaiah 41:10, "I am there to offer strength to your life."
Amen.
Remember those days, honey? It was 2 weeks, I think. They had this. They brought in this big protein drink, and it took 24 hours. And she went through, I think, 24 of those, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure. Maybe less than that. But it was an enormous amount, and that was her diet. And drip, sometimes, Grace, I'd look at that through the night, I'd say, just drip, drip. I got 24 hours of this to go. And after the first bag, she took that first bag, I thought, well, about done. They came in with another bag, another 24 hours. And then the next day, another, it was 12 days, I think it was 12 of them. God knew with every drip that He had power.
Yes. Amen.
God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power.
Right.
Is there power in your life? There's power in the Word of God. Amen. This book will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book. There's power in not only the Bible, but there's power in the blood.
Yeah.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the beloved, in God's people. There's power in our belief and our thought process. God has not given us a spirit of fear. I think of my blessed Redeemer. I think of Him all the day long. We're about done. Look at verse number 7. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. What's the second one? Of love. That's phileo, brotherly love, like the city of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. When issues of life fail you, turn to loving God and loving God's people. Love everybody. Red, I was a little boy in Sunday school over here, we'd sing red and yellow, black, brown, white, they are precious in His sight. Love everybody. I can tell you, after pastoring here all these years, I can get along with every nationality. I can get along with every race. But if in your heart you have aught against another nationality or another race, it's because you are living your life out of fear. Now, some of you folks don't drive very well. You do know that, right? The sidewalk was made for people to walk on, not for you to drive on. And while I'm on that, at a stop sign, you're not texting. Now, I'm off the Bible right now, but I'm tired of sitting behind somebody and they're texting, and I finally get enough nerve to blow the horn, and I blow the horn and they go through the yellow and I'm sitting there for another light.
Amen?
So you ladies, it's always a lady. Is it always a lady? Or it's a man? I don't know who it is. God's given us a spirit. Love everybody. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Herein is love, not that He loved us, but that we loved Him, but that He loved us. Love people. Be kind to people. In other words, God says, don't live your life off your fear. Live your life off of loving people.
Amen.
I look at these Brazilians. They're the best. They're just such good people.
Praise the Lord.
My son pastors in Phoenix, outside Phoenix, in Surprise. And he's been there for years now. He said, "Dad, the thing I don't like about my church, I love my church, Hillview, but it's all white." I grew up at North Valley where you have Filipinos. His best man was a Filipino. We have Filipinos. We have Hispanics. We have Chinese. We have Indians. You name it, we have them all. We've got a few white people sprinkled here and there. But he said, I really miss that. I was preaching in Tennessee in a large ministry, and they brought the first choir out, little kids. And that first choir had all white faces and blonde hair. And the second choir had all white faces and mostly all blonde hair. And the third choir, I said, man, I could not pastor here. I love our Indian people. Our Indian people have been making us dinners. They think they're doing it without spice. But I bit into some beans the other day. And Tabitha laughed at me. I was on fire. I could eat the butter. I could eat it all. But I ate those beans and I was on fire. I said, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to tell. Well, I don't want to bring names up. But anyway, they're seeing me right now. I said, you're going to take these beans home. They took them home, Brother Panera. They were hot, weren't they? Tabitha, they were hot. She says, no, I was on fire. I must have got one batch or something that had the fire on them. They said, Dad, that was excellent beans. Love. God's not giving us a spirit of fear, but a power, strength. You'll make it through, friends. You will. And love. Love everyone. And a sound mind.
Amen.
A secure mind. A mind that's a healthy mind. You're going to have to think on what sort of things are true, lovely, honest, good report. Think on these things. That will keep him in perfect peace, his mind. You're going to have to protect your mind. The doctor says you have cancer. Well, figure out a way to beat it. Your aunt did for 10, 11 years. Jonah said, I'm not dying. We have people in this room with cancer, and they said, I'm not dying. Good. They're fighting it. Praise the Lord. I don't care how weak you get, you have to fight.
Amen.
I remember the day your aunt gave up, and it was just weeks that God took her. I remember that day. I talked to her about that day. I've never said this before. You're going to have to fight with a sound mind. Brother Frank, this church needs you and Debbie. Amen. You're going to have to fight.
Amen.
You're going to have to fight. You know, Psalm 23 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. You can't fear. Brother Peter just stood up. He's had cancer this year. An instructor training the Olympic stars that are going to be Olympic winners. And all of a sudden, this man who's so strong got so weak. Yeah. And for a year, he's been through cancer. By the way, this last week, I think, or wait, last week, the doctor said, Peter, you're cancer free. God's, and by the way, when he could and he got to church, he still said amen.
Amen.
And you could still hear him. My wife was at home and she said, Peter wasn't there today. I didn't hear him. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of peace and of power and love and a sound mind.
Yes, sir.
FDR came into office in 1933. He was voted in and he became our president. It was during the time of the Great Depression. And in his opening remarks, his acceptance speech, the inauguration was 20 minutes long. It's in the rotunda there, 20 minutes. But he began it and said this, we, as Americans, have nothing to fear. But fear itself. Don't worry. Don't fret. If you're saved, you're a child of God. If you're not saved, get saved today.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.